I was born at home in our little blue house on Avenida López Mateos in Piedras Negras, Coahuila, Mexico. Even though there was no doctor there, because I came so quickly and unexpectedly, I arrived perfectly healthy. Mommy says I was so strong, I didn't act like a newborn. By the time my sister Annalisa was born the year after, I was already walking and talking. Victoria came along 2 years later, and then my brother Paco the next year. When I was 6 years old, our family left our beloved Mexico and moved to Los Estados Unidos. In our backyard in Texas, Papi planted a tall mulberry tree to shade us in the afternoons. Mommy planted a garden in our front yard, rose bushes, rows and rows of them, all the way down to the street. It's been more than 8 years since my parents transplanted us, and our family has grown. The four youngest kids, my sisters, Tita, Juanita, and Rosita, and my baby brother Benito, were born here. We've been pretty happy living the American dream in Eagle Pass, this bilingual border town most of us call El Águila. But lately, Mommy's changed. A thorny mesquite has sprouted in the middle of her rose garden. Even after she pulled it out by its roots repeatedly, pricking herself on its thorns each time, it keeps growing back. Today, the resilient mesquite causes her to cry with frustration. I abandon the journal I've been writing in to kneel beside her on the grass and put my arms around her. After a few minutes, Papi comes over and tells Mommy gently, "Leave it alone, mi amor. It's in the tree's nature to be stubborn. It's a survivor. Come on, it's getting late. Let's go inside." He coaxes her away from the rose garden. Papi says the mesquite is nice to have. He says someday, when the eight of us kids are all grown and the tree is sturdy and tall, Mommy will come to appreciate its simple beauty among her delicate roses. With Papi about to go to work on a new carpentry job, far away from home again, and Mommy looking more troubled every day, I think that feisty little mesquite is the least of our problems.